two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time at 12 o'clock. This is Utah's new news. I'm Britt Johnson, in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour. Authorities are mulling over potential charges against a driver who they say caused the deaths of two people during a road rage incident in Eagle Mountain.
Authorities say a pickup truck was tailgating another car from Eagle Mountain City Center area to nearly 6 miles away down SR 73 yesterday. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says the driver of the truck then sideswiped the car but lost control and collided head-on with a Porsche, killing the two people in it.
You have completely innocent people who are impacted in a way, and not just them, but their families and loved ones who are left behind.
Cannon says the driver of the truck was taken to the hospital, but will face criminal charges.
For anger on a road, to take a vehicle and weaponize it against another driver makes somebody responsible.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The judge presiding over the case of a woman who allegedly poisoned her husband and then wrote a children's book about it has issued a partial gag order. KSL legal analyst Greg Squirtis explains why.
What it does is it prevents the attorneys involved from both sides from saying too much, what we call extrajudicial comments that could sway a jury or could really cause the trial to be postponed or even cause it to be moved to a different county.
Greg is also the spokesperson for Corey's late husband Eric's family. Salt Lake City police say a large and rowdy crowd hampered their efforts as a man lay dying from a gunshot wound. Police spokesperson Brett Weisberg tells KSL-TV two people were arrested because of their behavior after the shooting.
The people who were there, they witnessed something very traumatic, and so emotions were very high.
He says one person was arrested for crossing over the yellow police tape around the crime scene, and the other was arrested after a big fight broke out. The shooter got away before officers arrived. Salt Lake police will be holding a press conference at 1 this afternoon to talk about all the violence over the weekend. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Governor Spencer Cox says he is willing to call the legislature into a special session to change Utah's special election law. Under the current law, Utah's second congressional district seat would stay vacant because the soonest a general election could be held is March of next year. The governor says he doesn't want that seat to go without representation.
I don't want to leave this seat open any longer than we have to. That's what's driving all of this conversation, is we want Utah to be represented. We want Utah's second district to be represented. And so making that vacancy as short as possible is important to all of us. So we are aligned in that. If we have to change the law to do that, we're willing to call them into special session.
He says they plan to nail down the dates over the next couple of days. KSL's top national stories. The race for the Republican presidential nomination is set to get even more crowded. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed paperwork today to launch his campaign.
Sources tell ABC News Pence is expected to announce his candidacy Wednesday in Iowa. Just ahead of Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to kick off his presidential campaign tomorrow. And the Wall Street Journal reports North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum could announce his campaign this week as well. Still, polls show former President Donald Trump is leading the field. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Prince Harry's showdown with the publisher of the Daily Mirror has kicked off without him in court, and the judge was not happy. Harry's lawyer says he wouldn't be available to testify following opening statements today because he took a flight from Los Angeles yesterday. The judge noted he'd directed Harry to be there for the first day of his case against the publisher of the Daily Mirror. It's the first of the Duke of Sussex's several lawsuits against the media to go to trial, and one of three alleging tabloid publishers unlawfully snooping on him. There's a tragic update in the search for survivors of a building collapse in Iowa.
The final recovery of remains happening Saturday through Monday morning. Three missing and unaccounted for victims, 42-year-old Brandon Colvin, 51-year-old Ryan Hitchcock, and 60-year-old Daniel Preen, all died in the Davenport, Iowa apartment building collapse, which happened a week ago Sunday. Their bodies found buried in the rubble, the only deaths in the six-story partial collapse.
We don't have any other information at this time that there is any additional people missing.
Davenport Police Chief Jeff Bladle, he says attention now turns to finishing the building's precarious demolition with the help of structural experts from around the country. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Police officers helped save a 12-year-old girl from a sinking van at Settlement Canyon Reservoir.
Proud of our officers for making a quick decision, following their training and just following their gut.
The girl needed CPR after being rescued, but she is in stable condition. Reminders from first responders this morning after a close call at Gunlock Falls. Rescue crews got there yesterday to find a man already doing CPR on the person who had fallen in. Crews ended up flying the victim to the hospital, where they're now in critical condition. Officials say this was the second case in as many days and are reminding people to be careful with these dangerous conditions. First look traffic. Here we go.
Well, for those who are traveling northbound on I-15 in Murray, we do have a medical situation in traffic, and this is at the I-215 junction, the south interchange, blocking a right lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dijanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Ron DeSantis, he's a solid number two.
The coach once told me, if you're not first, you're last.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
Make the most of your summer plans with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. This June and July, use your Cypress Rewards card to earn triple points for every dollar you spend on gas and travel. That's triple the points for hotels, flights, at the gas pump, and more. For more information or to apply for your card, visit cypresscu.com today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Opportunity lender.
Summit Harley needs used inventory, so we're giving 115% of Kelley Blue Book value in trading for a new Harley this week. Summit Harley has finance specialists on site to help get you approved. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit, we can help. We trade anything, bikes, cars, RVs, and more. It's worth more at Summit Harley. Oh, way too much in your trade? Get 115% of Kelley Blue Book trade value right now at Summit Harley.
Adjustments for mileage and reconditioning in Saturday.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
COVID-19 brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. We crave security, and it's uncomfortable when we sense a lack of control over our lives. Develop a routine for a more balanced lifestyle with healthy habits and fun. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like a before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Two people are dead after a Sunday drive in Eagle Mountain. Police say a pickup truck was involved in a violent road rage incident with a different car before the deadly head-on collision. KSL News Time, 12:08. Thousands of Microsoft Outlook users are having issues accessing and using the email platform this morning. Microsoft 365 outage and problem reports peaked at almost 18,000 about an hour ago, but reports have appeared to decline since then. The company said that it was investigating an issue with accessing Outlook on the web in a Twitter thread. It's been a slow start to New York's legal marijuana market.
New York's fledgling cannabis market doesn't have enough licensed retailers to sell the 300,000 pounds of pot grown by farmers in the state. Farmers can only legally sell their product in a dozen licensed dispensaries statewide, and they're feeling a financial pinch as another growing season gets underway. Pot growers in Western states have also complained low prices, tough competition from the black market, High state taxes and federal banking and exporting restrictions have made it tough for legal growers to make money. But the farmers' plight here in New York is directly tied to the bumpy launch of the state's recreational pot market. Julie Walker, New York.
Former BYU star Jimmer Fredette helped Team USA take the silver medal in the FIBA 3-on-3 World Cup. Jimmer hit the winning shot to send Team USA to the final, where they ended up losing to Serbia by 2 points. KSL Sports reports the women's team took home the gold medal. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Northbound on I-15 in Murray, we have a medical situation in traffic at the I-215 junction. The south interchange, they are blocking a right lane of travel. And as soon as the medical crews leave the scene, that right lane will be open. But that is what's causing just a little bit of slowing. We also have road work causing delays. Northbound Highway 40 trying to get to the I-80 junction at Silver Summit in Summit County. But the rest of your valley freeways and main secondaries actually in really good shape. Make Father's Day easy and get the best gift ever, a blanket or robe from Minky Couture. Shop online at minkycouture.com or any Minky store. Best gift ever, Minky Couture. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful June 5th on tap, 84 this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers and storms. Overnight lows, low 60s, partly cloudy skies. 87 by tomorrow with a chance for thundershowers in the afternoon and early evening. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's sunny and 76 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Picture this, a warm summer evening, the sun setting behind the mountains, blankets being laid out on the cool grass, and world-class music. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, and you're invited to escape into the music with 12 concerts at Snow Park Amphitheater featuring country pop sensation Leanne Rimes, the movie music of John Williams, alt rocker Ben Folds, and the Beach Boys. Tickets are on sale now at deervalleymusicfestival.org. The sun is hanging in the sky, ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, and you're invited to escape into the music with 12 amazing concerts at Snow Park Amphitheater featuring hit headliner artists and everything from classical to classic rock. There's something just for you. Tickets are on sale now and going fast at deervalleymusicfestival.org.
Pro Paint Days are here at Lowe's. Now through June 16th, Lowe's MVPs members can start earning 20% back in paint rewards via Lowe's e-gift card when you spend $100 or more on qualifying paint purchases. Stock up on top paint brands like our new and exclusive HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams SpecRite Pro Interior Paint. Lowe's knows pros. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/L/pro loyalty terms. Subject to change.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Our state's children face a serious threat from the vaping industry. But thanks to state leaders and the Utah Health Department, Utah established the strictest nicotine standards for vaping in the United States to protect our kids. However, the vaping industry sued, claiming their sales and profits are down. Now they're pushing the health department to hand control of vaping regulations to the federal government. We can't allow that to happen. The proposed change would automatically increase nicotine levels in vape pens and reintroduce fruity flavors that entice our kids back into Utah convenience stores. Visit StopKidsVaping.com today and make your voice heard.
Utah should maintain state control, preserve our 3% nicotine limitations, and prevent vaping flavors from returning to Utah convenience stores. Together, we can secure a better future for our children. Join us at StopKidsVaping.com and tell the health department, protect our kids.
Paid for by prosperous Utah communities.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour.
Former Vice President Mike Pence filed paperwork declaring his campaign for president today. He joins an already crowded field that includes his former boss, Donald Trump, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
Second, one person was injured during a shooting in downtown Salt Lake City last night. Police say they haven't made any arrests yet. Third, traffic and weather together.
Is in Summit County. This is due to road work and lane restrictions. Northbound Highway 40 approaching I-80 at Silver Summit. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mid-80s with another chance for thunderstorms today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 76 degrees and sunny. KSL's top national stories we're following this hour.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The race for the Republican presidential nomination is expected to get more crowded this week.
Former Vice President Mike Pence filing federal paperwork Monday to launch his presidential campaign. Sources tell ABC News Pence is expected to announce his candidacy Wednesday in Iowa. Just ahead of Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to kick off his presidential campaign tomorrow. And the Wall Street Journal reports North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum could announce his campaign this week as well. Still, polls show former President Donald Trump is leading the field. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
We're also learning of a third-party entry. Philosopher and political activist Cornel West is seeking the nomination of the People's Party, a left-wing populist political party. A recovery mission is ending at the site of an apartment in Davenport, Iowa, which partially collapsed more than a week ago. Three bodies have been pulled from the rubble in the last 48 hours. California's attorney general threatening to pursue criminal charges against whoever put migrants on a plane and flew them to Sacramento without any resources.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says documents indicate the chartered jet was arranged by the state of Florida. Bonta is calling out Governor Ron DeSantis for his state's migrant relocation program and says he is not ruling out criminal charges against those who organized the flight.
False imprisonment and kidnapping. On the civil side, it could be a violation of our unfair competition law, which includes entities that falsely represent or deceive or essentially lie fraudulently to individuals to manipulate them.
Governor DeSantis has not talked about the flight. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Vatican says it's sending a peace envoy to Ukraine to meet with government officials in Kyiv. Just before the hour, the Dow was down 105 points and the Nasdaq was up 37. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Authorities are considering charges in the case of a driver who's accused of causing the deaths of two people during a road rage incident in Eagle Mountain yesterday. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says there will be criminal charges since this did not have to happen.
This was 100% preventable as well. And so it's frustrating that somebody or some people let anger get a hold of them. And it just takes too much energy to be angry and to hold on to anger. And it wasn't just a short distance. It wasn't like somebody got cut off and was mad for 30 seconds and then they forgot about it. This went on for more than 5 miles, almost 6 miles. And for anger on a road to take a vehicle and weaponize it against another driver makes somebody responsible in a way that is more than just flipping somebody the bird or rolling your window down and yelling at them. This went to a whole different level of anger, and it was a vehicle was weaponized and used to attack another motorist, and as a result, we have two completely innocent people who are now dead.
A man and a woman in their 40s were killed on impact with the truck. The truck driver was taken to the hospital. We'll update you when we know more. KSL News Time, 12:18. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's still a little heavy and slow. Northbound I-15 approaching and passing the I-215 junction in Murray. All lanes of travel are open. That's where we've had a medical situation in traffic. What's left of emergency crews and the vehicle in question are over to the right shoulder. But again, no major backups. We also have the final cleanup of an earlier crash eastbound I-84. 7 to 8 miles east of Snowville in Box Elder County. But for those in Summit County, expect delays. If you're traveling Highway 40 on your way to I-80, give yourself anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes extra travel time. And this is due to road work and lane restrictions approaching Silver Summit. Zero Res has partnered with Unload, Utah's premier valet laundry and dry cleaning service. Schedule your carpet or air duct cleaning with Zero Res, and they'll add in a free service from Unload. Call for details at 801-288-9376. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 80s and thundershowers on repeat. We'll go 84 today with a chance for scattered storms. Do it again tomorrow, but warmer, 87. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a storm on Wednesday, 83. Goes to 81 on Thursday. Scattered storms possible. Keep those storm chances into Friday, high of 80. We bump it back up into the low 80s with mostly cloudy skies by next Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 76 degrees and sunny in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Experience the rail journey of a lifetime and see the Southwest like never before on board Rocky Mountaineer's Rockies to the Red Rocks route. You'll take in vast canyons and breathtaking mountains between Moab and Denver. You'll enjoy world-class, all-inclusive food and beverage service on board a glass-dome train with a view unimaginable. You'll stay one night in historic Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and look forward to the next day's adventure winding along towering canyons, breathtaking plains, and magnificent mountains. You'll ride the rails through Ruby Canyon and admire the scenery through oversized windows, a view you'd never see from a car. Rocky Mountaineer is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and they've extended their latest offer. Till June 30th, save up to $1,000 per couple. And as a Utah local, you can save an extra $100 per person. Seats are limited. Visit RockyMountaineer.com before June 30th to book your luxurious, exciting adventure right now. That's RockyMountaineer.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Matthew. It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs,
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Register for breaking news alerts by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 575-00.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:24. Writers are fearful of being replaced by AI. The concern will be brought up in union negotiations this week.
AI appears to be a hotly contested point in the Hollywood writers' strike. Writers want assurances that the emerging technology will not be used to generate scripts, and the studios are already using the technology to erase age marks or alter mouth movements to sync words when dubbing in foreign languages. A negotiator for the SAG-AFTRA union says he wants to ensure its members can control use of their digital doubles and ensure studios pay the actual actors appropriately. The popular online file transfer tool MoveIt has announced that they have discovered a security flaw and that hackers have stolen data from a number of users. This flaw exploits a vulnerability, and they said that it could lead to a potential unauthorized access into a user's computer.
Chuck Paul reporting. Watching Utah's money, Apple products might be in your pocket and on your wrist, and they could soon be on your face. The biggest company in the world is unveiling a new virtual reality headset that could be worth $3,000 a unit. The nearest competition would be Meta's Quest 2 headset, which goes for only $300. Tens of thousands of Utahns showed up to support the state's annual Pride Parade on Saturday. It's a little less than last year, but still a huge hit. Sunday was the last day of the four-day parade Pride Festival that brought dozens of food trucks and queer performers to Liberty Square in Salt Lake City. Economic analysts were flabbergasted at how many jobs the U.S. added in May, but there's signs that hiring is slowing down. One sign is the share of unemployed workers looking for a job, which is now just 25% of people. People are also staying unemployed longer, and wages grew slightly slower than the month before. Your money at this moment, a little bit of a mixed market. The Dow is in the red, 129 points, but the S&P in the green, just 1 point, and the NASDAQ is also in the green, up 29 points.
I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
Unexpected consequences from the filming of the Barbie movie. The film used so much fluorescent pink paint, it triggered a worldwide shortage. The company that makes the specific shade of pink, Rosco, says they were entirely cleaned out of the paint and they were already struggling under a supply chain shortage.
Once the workday's a wrap,
good night, everybody.
Bye. There's the drive home and a billion errands. Make KSL your co-pilot. Get breaking news, traffic updates, and Jeff Kaplan's unmistakable minute of news.
Twitter's little blue check mark is creating chaos.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has an identity problem.
Are Utahns the hardest working people in America?
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio. Your drive time companion for news.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma.
I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
KSL News Time at 12:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Back to a quiet drive. The medical situation we had in traffic northbound I-15 at the South Interchange in Murray has been cleared. All lanes of travel are open. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Construction is going to slow you down. Northbound Highway 40 trying to get to I-80 at Silver Summit, as well as in the valley south. Down Redwood Road going from West Valley into Taylorsville. Save with Burke Brothers on brand name tires, up to $150 off select Goodyear tires, up to $140 off select Bridgestone tires, and $130 off select Firestone tires. Burke Brothers, complete auto care done better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather. It looks nice during the day in the 80s for this whole week, but in the afternoons and evenings, that's when we're going to see some scattered thunderstorms. Most days this week, we make a little break of that Wednesday and maybe again on Saturday. But other than that, you'll expect that each afternoon and evening in most areas of the state.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time at 12:30. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour. Governor Spencer Cox says he's willing to call lawmakers into a special session to avoid Utah's second congressional district from sitting vacant. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz spoke with him about an hour ago.
Even though we don't know when Representative Chris Stewart is leaving office, under the current law, the seat could stay vacant because the soonest a general special election could be held is March of next year.
We want Utah to be represented. We want Utah's second district to be represented. And so making that vacancy as short as possible is important to all of us. So we are aligned in that. If we have to change the law to do that, we're willing to call them into special session.
The governor says Congressman Stewart hasn't yet given him a formal date via letter. Once he does, the governor has 7 days to make the call.
The reason he hasn't given us a date is he's trying to work with us to make that timeline work. So he's actually doing us a favor.
Governor Cox says they'll have an answer in the next couple of days. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah's migratory shorebird survey is back after a 30-year hiatus. Ashley Kajowski with the Eccles Wildlife Education Center says the data collected so far shows a decline in the number of birds living around the Great Salt Lake.
We do know that shorebird numbers across the Pacific Flyway are down from other data. I think they are using and shifting their use on the lake.
Kajowski says even though the spring survey revealed lower than usual migration numbers, this could be due to a change in water levels being higher this year than previous years. Additional fall survey data will be collected in August to give us a better idea of what has changed in 30 years. Utah is getting its first ever Great Salt Lake commissioner, and the person slated for the job is scheduled to sit for his first hearing this morning. Brian Steed tells KSL News Radio his goal is to balance the competing needs of industry, conservation, environmental groups, and sovereign lands in order to keep the lake at healthy levels.
Forestry, fire, and state land has sovereign land authority over the territory, you know, underneath the lake, and this does not necessarily supersede that. What it does, though, is provide a role to bring all of those different entities to the table.
Steed will still need confirmation from the full state Senate. We're hearing that inclement weather preceded an apparent drowning at Palisades State Park over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Officials with Utah State Park say 18-year-old Alejandro Morales was swimming with friends at the park Saturday when weather conditions began to deteriorate just after 5 p.m. People nearby began helping the struggling swimmers, but they were not able to reach Morales, who ended up going underwater and was later found 15 to 20 feet deep. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he later died. Officials are again urging people to swim with a buddy and wear a life jacket. They say Morales was not wearing one when he was found. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Four people died when a jet crashed into a mountainous area of Virginia yesterday. A sonic boom rattled the Washington, D.C. area as several fighter jets raced towards the unresponsive jet flying over the city.
The U.S. military quickly launching six F-16 fighter jets from three bases to track the plane as it headed south into Virginia. The two F-16s over Washington reaching supersonic speed to catch up with the Cessna jet, creating that sonic boom that reverberated across the region.
ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz reporting the fighters didn't shoot it down because it was still at high altitude and wasn't headed toward Washington, D.C. landmarks as it passed overhead. The FAA says it eventually spiraled downward over the Shenandoah Valley before it crashed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Washington this morning addressing the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Secretary Blinken calling out Iran for its anti-Israel actions and telling those assembled the White House continues to hope Iran will work in good faith with Israel.
If Iran rejects the path of diplomacy, then, as President Biden has repeatedly made clear, all options are on the table to ensure that Iran does not obtain a nuclear weapon.
Blinken said the U.S. will stand with Israel under any circumstance. California's attorney general is threatening criminal charges against the person or persons who put migrants on a private plane and dropped them off in Sacramento without any resources. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says documents indicate the chartered jet was arranged by the state of Florida. Bonta is calling out Governor Ron DeSantis for his state's migrant relocation program and says he is not ruling out criminal charges against those who organized the flight.
False imprisonment and kidnapping. On the civil side, it could be a violation of our unfair competition law, which includes entities that falsely represent or deceive or essentially lie fraudulently to individuals to manipulate them.
Governor DeSantis has not talked about the flight. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An artificial intelligence app is getting high marks for accurate answers when it comes to cancer questions. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The Huntsman Cancer Institute put ChatGPT to the test. KSL.com reports officials fact-checked the AI app with commonly asked questions about cancer. The answers matched those from the National Cancer Institute 97% of the time. And doctors say as ChatGPT gains in popularity, it may help dispel many common myths and misconceptions being spread on social media platforms about cancer. A Huntsman spokesman says he has concerns with AI growing so rapidly, but has hoped the technology would continue to give accurate info. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
For those making their way up and down the I-15, you are good to go between Ogden and Provo, but delays due to road work. Northbound Highway 40 in Summit County, trying to get to the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:36.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
There should never be a threat of a government shutdown. The way you prevent that is for Congress to do its job.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Governor Spencer Cox says he's willing to call the legislature into special session to change Utah's special election law. KSL News Time, 12:38. Twitter has until June 18th to respond to a letter from 4 Democratic senators. They're demanding Twitter owner Elon Musk answer questions about how the company is protecting user data after a series of executive exits and staff cuts.
In their letter, Senate Democrats Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey, Ron Wyden, and Mazie Hirono press Twitter owner Elon Musk and its incoming CEO for details on Twitter's efforts to protect its users. The letter comes days after 2 executives who worked in trust and brand safety left Twitter. The senators stressing that their concerns about Twitter's commitment to safeguarding user data and privacy predates Musk and is mandated by 2 consent decrees between the company and the Federal Trade Commission in 2011 and 2022. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of Highway 40 in Summit County, and traffic is completely stopped. There's already road work in the area, reducing traffic to 1 right lane. That's what's causing your backups as you're trying to get to the I-80 junction. If your plans take you from Park City to I-80 today, plan ahead and give yourself extra travel time. Now, in the valley, we actually have a good drive on all your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 either direction between Utah Lake and Willard Bay. But a new accident called out Redwood Road about 4100 South. Save with Burt Brothers on brand name tires up to $150 off select Goodyear tires, up to $140 off select Bridgestone tires, and $130 off select Firestone tires. Burt Brothers, complete auto care done better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Like a broken record, we're going to 84 with a chance for afternoon storms again for this afternoon. Overnight lows, low 60s, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, a little warmer, 87. Partly cloudy skies turn to thundershowers by the afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 76 degrees and partly sunny at KSL News Radio. Coming up on Utah's new news, after more than a decade, there will be changes to the Utah Symphony. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, your all-day companion for news.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. The other night, Dee and I had the most amazing evening of entertainment at Hale Center Theater as we enjoyed Hello, Dolly. It won 10 Tony Awards. Presentation on the Hale Center Theater main stage is simply remarkable. And you forget how many wonderful songs are included in Hello, Dolly. Of course, the headliner, Hello, Dolly, but also It Only Takes a Moment and so much more. Don't miss your chance to see Hale Center Theater's presentation of Hello, Dolly. And just down the hall, it's Hans Christian Andersen in New York. Don't forget, coming up, too, we've got Mary Poppins Jr., Newsies, and, of course, Catch Me If You Can. That's a murder mystery. Around the World in 80 Days, and as we head into the holidays at the end of the year, it will be Elf the Musical. Do not miss out. Get your tickets now for Hale Center Theater's Hello, Dolly by going to hct.org.
Hi, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you suffering from excruciating headaches, anxiety, and insomnia? You may be suffering from CMS, crappy monitor syndrome. That old computer screen from years ago could be the problem, exposing you to massive amounts of radiation, frying your brain. At PC Laptops, we only carry screens that we've tested on our own eyeballs. Right now, purchase any PC Laptops desktop with an external monitor and get a free size upgrade. That's right. For example, if you buy a 22-inch monitor, you get an upgrade to 24 inches for no extra charge. Buy a 24, get an upgrade to a 27-inch monitor for free. We have brand new PC Laptops desktop computers starting from $11.99 or $29 a month, backed by a lifetime warranty. And to make it extra sweet, we're doing zero interest for a year on approved credit. So run into any one of our PC Laptops locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Because at PC Laptops, we love you.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had seven different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started here. Here's this, move this. And he explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time 12:44. With the three things you need to know this hour. First,
authorities say criminal charges are soon to come against a driver who they say caused the deaths of two innocent people during a road rage incident in Eagle Mountain. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Governor Spencer Cox says he's willing to call the legislature into special session to change Utah's special election law so the state's second congressional district seat doesn't stay vacant.
How about 84 with a chance for scattered storms? I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 76 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
CNN, he's not running for president. A couple other Republicans are expected to get in this week, though. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork, and he's expected to make it official on Wednesday. That's a day after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to announce. An NTSB GO team is headed to a rural and mountainous part of Virginia, where a small plane crashed yesterday, killing all four on board. The pilot appears to have passed out. The plane entered Washington, D.C. airspace, which resulted in the scrambling of F-16s to track it, causing a sonic boom. New York's houses of worship will take in migrants to ease the crunch on the city's shelters.
This is an opportunity built on a crisis.
Mayor Eric Adams, city officials say 2,200 migrants arrived last week. The SEC is charging Binance Holdings, the world's largest crypto trading platform, with misusing funds and lying to investors. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. After 14 years, a change for the Utah Symphony. KSL TV's Carol Makita explains.
For his final concerts as music director of the Utah Symphony, Maestro Terry Fisher chose Mahler's Third, a dynamic, majestic piece. It was a tribute to the orchestra's founder, Maurice Abravanel, who with his orchestra recorded all of Mahler's works.
We play in his hall every day. So there was this little connection with him that I wanted to honor for me and for the community.
Each movement of the Mahler, he says, underscores the creation. He believes he is leaving a statement.
So I thought this little history of all things appearing could symbolize in a very poetic way what we did collectively our best to achieve with this wonderful organization.
The maestro says he learned that this premier arts organization belongs to the community, to the state.
And that was, you know, really fascinating for me because I discovered extremely interesting people. But above everything, what I will remember of that approach is all the people who supported our vision.
And Maestro Fischer also honored the Abravanel vision of taking the orchestra into the schools. With his Adopt-a-School program, he spent time answering the students' questions.
We talked about music, about choices, about the doubts of the future, their fears, their hope, their idealism. And this was amazing.
Maestro Fischer and his musicians toured Utah. Both he and his family fell in love with it.
I can really say we felt completely at home in Utah for 14 years.
He is proud of what he and the players accomplished.
Carroll says Maestro Fischer will return as a guest conductor in 2025. He's now expected to serve as musical director for an orchestra in Spain for several years. KSL News Time, 12:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
All of your Salt Lake County freeways traffic is in very good shape. And if you're on I-15, no problems between Ogden and Provo. If you're going to be traveling a little further south, though, delays are possible due to construction approaching Nephi. In Summit County, we have heavy delays northbound Highway 40. They start a few miles after the SR 248 junction in Park City, and they will continue up to I-80 at Silver Summit, and it's all due to lane restrictions for road work. The Ute Stampede Rodeo and Carnival is coming July 13th through 15th in Nephi's Juab County Fairgrounds, featuring top cowboys and girls, bucking bulls, horses, and award-winning entertainment. Visit UteStampedeRodeo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL weather.
KSL 7-day forecast, more little lows swinging in from the Pacific. That will keep scattered thunderstorms in the forecast today, 84. Again tomorrow, but 87. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday afternoon, high of 83. There's a slight chance we take a break from the storms, only to resume on Thursday. Chance for thundershowers there, 81. Scattered storms on Friday, 80. Mostly cloudy Saturday, 82. Goes to 79 by Sunday. Slight chance for storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 76 degrees and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Interest rates have gone up for buying a home, but not for remodeling the exterior of your home. This week only at RGS Exteriors, it's our zero interest financing sale. That's right, 0% interest on any gutters, siding, windows, or any exterior remodeling project on your home. We have programs for 12, 18, and 24 months, all with 0% financing. But the sale is this week only at RGS Exteriors. Want stunning James Hardy siding? 0%. Need to replace your windows? 0%. New gutters or gutter covers? 0%. How about a full extreme makeover? That's right, 0%. We've also been serving Utah for 5 generations, so you can trust us to do the job right. All work is backed by our exclusive 10-year everything guarantee for total peace of mind. And this week only, everything is available for 0% financing with approved credit. Don't put off your new exterior project any longer. As always, estimates are free, so call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly,
Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Utah women's softball has been eliminated from the College World Series after back-to-back same-day losses Friday. KSL Sports anchor Jeremiah Jensen says Utah's 4-1 loss to Washington put them in a very difficult situation for the second game.
That meant the Utes had to turn around on the same day, play an elimination game without their ace pitcher against Oklahoma State in Oklahoma City. It was just too much to ask.
Utah fell 8-0 to Oklahoma State, ending their first trip to the College World Series in 29 years. Watching Utah's money, another national insurance company is stopping new home policies in California. Allstate has announced it's not pursuing new customers in the state less than a week after State Farm pulled out of the state, according to the Value Penguin. California is by far the most fire-prone state, with $343 billion of property at risk. You might be able to drive over or under a train near you instead of waiting for 5 minutes at the railroad stop. It's part of a new Biden administration grant worth $500 million. Trains are getting longer and longer as companies look to cut costs, and the new grant could bring down wait times in 32 states. U.S. gas prices could start climbing after Saudi Arabia announced it would cut how much oil it sends to the international market. Usually the country makes these announcements with other oil-producing countries like Russia, but this time it's acting on its own. An April cut in oil production helped bump up the national gas average by about 15 cents. Your money at this moment. The Dow is still in the red, 126 points. The S&P has dropped down 3 points, but the Nasdaq in the green up 4 points. For $55 a session, Japanese residents can take a class on how to smile. Some students say they haven't used their actual face muscles much after years of mask wearing during the pandemic. Over half of Japanese respondents to a recent survey saying they still wear their masks just as regularly as they did months ago.
Incredible savings on all Bernina machines at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George.
Don't miss our summer sale.
It's time to get a new Bernina machine and see the difference.
Save big on select Bernina machines. $500 off the Bernina 5 Series and L8 Series sergers. Take $700 off the 7 Series. $800 off the Bernina 8 models, and save $1,000 on Bernina long arm quilting machines.
Featuring 60 months, no interest on certain models.
But this financing offer is only good through June 12th.
The new Bernina 770 QE Plus CAFE machine is in stock and specially priced.
Come in and check out the special edition 475 CAFE machine. It is discounted along with the Bernina 435.
Amazing bargains on previously owned machines while they last that come with warranties.
Starting at $399.
Hurry in to Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo. Dave's Bernina. Follow us on Facebook.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time at 12:59. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident for Weber County drivers. This is eastbound Riverdale Road at 700 West. Valley Freeway traffic still looking good with no other problems. Riders, you're back on the road. Make sure you're seen out there by wearing bright clothing, a light-colored helmet, and always have your headlight on. Be seen, be safe. See UtahMotorcycleTraining.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Right now it's 76 degrees and partly cloudy. Highs in the 80s throughout the week, but we will have those afternoon thunderstorms kind of scattered throughout the state, but the daytime's looking really nice.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.